You would need 3 promotions to get to be an asshole.
You son of a bitch, dumb bastard!
You got me in a vendetta kind of mood.
Now get the fuck out of here before I kick your ass.
My name is Rumbling Sky.
You want to start some shit? I want to start some shit. I'm going to hit you like a ton of fucking bricks.
Well, so I just saw the video of Nick Berg's beheading. That's the contract worker who went to Iraq for a second time to help rebuild their country and help just help people in general. Civilian, not a soldier, never was. Captured by those affiliated with Al-Qaeda. And if you haven't seen the video, it's really disturbing. And this is coming from a guy who's seen all kinds of crazy shit on the internet. I don't know. I guess knowing the backstory kind of makes it a little more difficult to accept. But in a nutshell, they basically have this man explain who he is, who his parents are, and where he's from. Okay, and then later in the video, they have him sitting down in front of 5 hooded guys, the one in the middle reading a statement that you can probably find transcribed on Reuters or something like that. And at the end of the statement, they basically grab him and, well, they behead him. But the thing is, when you think about a beheading, you think about an axe, you think about a sword, you think about something, you know, nice, clean, chop. No, these bastards fucking take a knife and cut his throat and saw his head off. They don't cut his head off. They saw his fucking head off. And while the fact that this man was murdered in such a vicious and brutal way, I mean, it's really fucking disturbing that people do this kind of thing. But what's really starting to piss me off about it, because, you know, that's disturbing enough, that's upsetting enough, but what's really starting to piss me off about it is how people are trying to use this as just more fucking political crapaganda fuel to achieve their own ends. I mean, the terrorist Al-Qaeda bastards are sitting there saying that they were doing this in retribution for the fucking Iraq photos, and how anybody can link this brutal fucking murder to piling a bunch of naked guys on top of each other is beyond me. I mean, I'm having to coat my studio in plastic right now so that when my head fucking explodes, it doesn't paint the walls and nobody has to come in and clean up after it, because I'm trying to grasp my mind around the concept of how humiliating somebody equals a brutal murder of somebody else. And it's fucked up that every time I turn on the fucking TV and see something about Nick Berg, they have to mention the goddamn Iraqi photos as if justifying the bullshit for Al-Qaeda. Yeah, okay, so you say Nick Berg should have been in fucking Iraq. Well, let me ask you this. He was there helping people. Are you telling me that we shouldn't be helping people? Are you telling me that when we help people, we deserve to die? We deserve to have our head cut off? I mean, what the fuck is wrong with you, asshole? All I have to say about this fucking bullshit is you can take your politics and shove them up your ass. This has nothing to do with the Iraqi fucking humiliation photos. This has to do with a bunch of hateful, murdering bastards who would have killed this poor son of a bitch anyway. They didn't need a fucking excuse to bomb the World Trade Centers, did they? They didn't need a fucking excuse to shoot, burn, stab, and hang over an overpass the 4 contract workers last month, did they? They're actually trying to tell me that these motherfuckers do not deserve to die? Dude, you're the one that needs your fucking head examined. And you know, if the army or the military would ever fucking let my ass in there, I would join today. And I'll tell you what they really ought to do. They ought to fucking charter some planes down at Hartsfield International Airport, open it up to any motherfucker who wants to get on to go over there and fucking settle this goddamn war once and for all. No bureaucratic bullshit, just straight up, 100%, God bless America, fuck you! And I know that there's some motherfucker out there right now who's trying to say, hey, you know, Rumbling Sky, you're just trying to fucking capitalize on this just like everybody else. Well, let me explain something to you, and I'll speak real slow to make sure that you understand this. The media is out there right now trying to blame Bush for this atrocity. That's what your happy, everyday, politically motivated, money machine, greed, son of a bitch media is trying to portray. And I'm out here just trying to remind people that it's not Bush, it's not our soldiers, it's not our fault. It's the fault of the murdering bastard holding the knife that killed this man. And I'll stand up and be part of the not-so-silent minority to actually try to tell you the truth, to actually try to remind you of the truth.